I don't see you on the screen, but I did it. Okay. Anyway, the Maisa, I was looking for a schmooze today, so I saw this thing. This is not a schmooze. This is just a very fascinating, interesting thing. This is an Ian. Yeah, we're not doing schmooze, we're doing Ian. So it looks like it's almost that the Or HaChaim and the Alshach are saying exact opposites. No, it's like they're mamish on the same pasuk even. They're saying it's just a very fascinating machlokes. There's a pasuk. I just want to just quickly. There's a pasuk in Dvarim Chav Ches Dalin. A test. Yikimcha Hashem lo le'am kaddish. So how do you get to become an am kaddish? So the Alshach says that till now you were only talking about Losa says, and that's not going to make you an am kaddish. Because to get an am kaddish, you need a positive. Ki ein kedusha niklas edai dea maisa. So how do you get to be am kaddish? By doing the essays. And the Or HaChaim says the exact opposite. Right? Which means he says that, what?
The negatives, right.
So we have a very fascinating machlokes. In other words, the Alshach, it makes a lot of sense in Svara that Averis, not doing Averis, don't give you Kedusha. Not doing Averis, just keep away the Tumah. Keeping away Tumah doesn't make you Kaddish, it just makes you not Tumah. Keeps you parva. You want to become an Am Kaddish, you have to do something positive to be Mekaddish you. What makes you Kaddish is doing mitzvahs essays. And the Or HaChaim is saying, Faker, it's the avoiding of the Tumah that makes you Kedusha.
Isn't that like the Ramban and Kedusha Tihiyu?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not such a bucky. It could be. But it's a very interesting machlekes.
I remember once Rabbi bringing Rabbeinu Yonah, I think he was in Shari Tshuva, where you find a gedder from a riot, you have Kedusha. So that sounds
sounds like the Or HaChaim, okay.
Rashi.
It's a very interesting machlekes. In other words, it sounds like it's even a machlekes in Shad and the Bracha. We say, Asher Kedushan of the Mitzvah, the Alshach, on the page before, brings a riot to his Shita from there, that the mitzvahs are what make the Kedusha. But I think other people learn that Asher Kiddushanu comes before the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are Vitzivanu. Asher Kiddushanu also could be the Losa sites. What?
Also, no, the Chafetz Chaim also mentions in the third paragraph of Shema, the man Tizku Vasisim is called Mitzvah Yisem Kedoshim Lelokechen. I think he says over there that mitzvahs make you Kadosh.
Right.
I think the Chafetz Chaim somewhere.
The Alshach is saying that only, the Alshach is saying, sounds like a very interesting, I don't really know what the Nafkamina is, but I just, sounds like a major Hashkafic Nafkamina, that the Alshach is saying that Kedusha needs something positive. You need a Kumba Asay to bring Kedusha. It could be they argue what Kedusha is. I don't know what they're arguing in. I don't know, any ideas, anyone? What the machlokes is about?
Well, Rabbi, there's a lot of marals that say the same thing on Pirkei Avos, that meaning you gain kedusha by doing mitzvahs, but avoiding averus keeps you from getting tumah. But it's and he has a hope shot on what it means to a yeshiva right, law of averus.
That's what the Alshach is saying.
But right, there's so a long the piece of that.
I am arguing with that, or it sounds like there's. The Marah, right, okay, I'm not familiar with Marah, but that's what the Or HaChaim Alshach is saying, is that the Averis keep the Tumah away. Averis are a Tumah, and mitzvahs essay are Kedusha. So there's a mitzvah, avoid the Tumah and get the Kedusha. So in order to be an Am Kaddish, there's a V'lu Yitzur, a person, was I say, an Oines Rahmana Patre, they couldn't do any mitzvahs. Lo Aleinu, he's sick in bed, and he can't do any mitzvahs. So according to the Alshach, he can't become Kaddish. He can only become, except maybe with Machshava Tovim, Hisarif, and Maisa, whatever. But in other words, he only become Kaddish by doing a mitzvah essay.
Doing the mitzvah Shmartim is not for sake.
Okay, so you got me. You got it.
What about Kol Mokom Shata Motzi Geder Arayos Shemata Motzi Kedusha?
I don't know what the Ma'ashe is going to do with that. But he says the fair. No, doesn't he say that?
Does he have to mean like
the making of the Geder itself may be an essay?
Yeah, maybe that's right. That could be. You know, that he could hold that's an essay. You're doing something. You're making. It doesn't say Kol Mokom that there's no Arayos. It's the Geder Arayos. So right. It could be. That's a positive mitzvah essay that you built together. You built the fence. But the Al-Shech Shita is very logical. What he's saying is calling the Maral that the Los essays are Tumah. So you get rid of Tumah by avoiding Los essays.
And would the Al-Shech say that the hardest essay is Los essay?
What?
Like, would the Al-Shech say that Yosef, well, you know, he had a big Nisayon, but Lamaisa wasn't he could do so because he just didn't do something?
Yeah, in other words, if he would have done that, he would become Tameh.
So but like, there's no Tameh,
you lose your Kedusha too. But he didn't get Kedusha from not doing the Aveira.
You get Schar from not doing the Aveira, so then why don't
you get Schar? No, you get Schar, it's not Kedusha.
Isn't Schar by definition like a function?
No, Schar is before, but Kedusha is something else. Kedusha is a mystical thing that you're holy. It's a Schar means Hashem's rewarding you. But the Al-Shech is saying to get Kedusha is a positive thing. It's a positive. There was a person in Israel, his name I forgot, Shiner. I know any when are you people there when they had the Musar Kolo in the Mekwat?
No.
Okay. There's a Shiner yeshiva in London. That was his grandfather. It was the Moldim Uzmanim. It was a Talmud of Shiner from England. So, and his father, this Rav Shiner's father, spoke once in Rav David's yard site because he remembered Rav David from Europe. Anyway, so his David was a Talmud of Rav Yeruchim. His father, Rav Shiner's father was Rav Yeruchim. And Rav Shiner was very big into Musar. So he said that one of Rav Yeruchim's big yesaidas in Musar is that Kedusha and Tumah are real things. Is if you view Kedusha and Tumah as a real thing, it's inspiring. It's not just, forget it, besides Schar, we get inspired because we want Schar. You should inspire yourself because you want Kedusha. Kedusha changes who you are. Tumah also changes who you are. He says, so Rav Yeruchim used to talk a lot and said that Kedusha is a real entity. There's a real Ruach HaKedusha on that person. And there's a tumah, is a real ruach tumah. It's just in our la madrega, we can't see it. Person with a bigger tzaddik can even see it. It says that.
How come they never talked about it in Queens ever?
What?
Ever. That's never.
That was Rabbi Rucha, not Rishi, not Rabbi David.
If it's such a critical thing, so like how come?
I'm saying he said Rabbi Rucha held it was a critical thing.
So he hold it's nothing.
I can't tell you. He said that, you know, there's a story that in the Mekor Baruch, that the Baal Shem Tov and the Yehudi were together in an inn. There was a shine on the chicken, and the Baal Shem Tov passed in because there was no Ruach HaTumah on the chicken. Right? That's the famous story. So there is such a thing as a Ruach HaTumah. Person, look, there's a Tumah. Averis have a Tumah, and a Mitzvah Kedusha. So Rav Yeruchim said, that if you dehear Kedusha and Tumah, you can that and that also inspires you. A person wants to be Kaddish. So anyway, so what we have here is a very interesting machlokes that the Al-Shech, which is Pashas as Svara, is that in order to get this positive Kedusha, you have to have something positive. Just because you didn't do any Averis, how's it going to give you Kedusha? You're not born with Kedusha. It's not intrinsic. Kedusha you got to get. You gotta become Kaddish. So you get the Kedusha by doing mitzvahs. And our Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav, the mitzvahs are mekaddish you. So you get injections of Kedusha and thereby you become Kaddish. But if you just didn't do Averis, so you avoided Tumah. And somehow the Or HaChaim, which maybe is, I don't know, the guy saying it's Ramban, I don't know, I'm not familiar, is saying that just avoiding Tumah somehow creates kedusha. Okay, I don't. Your chayim shita needs a little hesber. How does that give you kedusha? I don't know the hesber.
And that, Rebbe, that includes even when.
Rebbe, the Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban says kedusha to you is you shouldn't be a novel berishas haTorah.
Okay.
Even when you're doing something that's mutter, you could end up being a novel berishas haTorah. The kedusha to you is to not be a novel berishas haTorah.
Okay.
I believe that's the Ramban.
But still in the negative, it's still removing negative.
But it could be kedusha. Well, if you would do that, you lose your kedusha. But I don't know if he says that the way you gain your kedusha. But the Orach Chaim here is clearly saying that even without mitzvah essays, not doing los essays gives you kedusha.
Well, we hold that either you're going up or you're going down always. Like if you're not going down, I mean,
doesn't follow. I mean, that's I don't know. I mean, okay, if you say so, I don't know.
The word don't you hold this concept like that? Why is this so controversial?
Why is it controversial? What's controversial?
Meaning, why is this like not pasha?
What? What's not pasha?
That we hold that you're always going up or down. There's no such thing as like.
Assuming you start out without kedusha. So you have to do something to give you kedusha. A guy in yeshiva, he avoids preaches. He's not going to become a talmid chacham by avoiding preaches. In order to become a talmid chacham, you got to learn Torah. So
the kedusha is different. Thing.
If kedusha,
you gotta do things that make you kaddish. That's the outcome.
Is that we're kedusha is like gravity? We're created with kedusha, and the averas are things that prevent that kedusha from being.
Okay, so that would be if that's shot in the Orach Chaim. So then that's a very big machlokes that the Orach Chaim holds that there's intrinsic kedusha. And the Alshev says you have to make the kedusha. Okay, maybe that's your shot in the Machlokes. I don't know if that's right. You know, the other shot the guys were sort of trying to say is that not doing is a doing somehow. I don't know, but it's definitely an interesting Machlokes. It's an interesting machlokes.
Well, doing is also using your bechira to not do. No, that's a positive exercise of your bechira. So you're being bocher batov, so that Mimila brings kedusha.
Maybe that's the machlokes.
I think,
but the Orach Chaim is the Alshech is assuming that it's the guy was the point from the Maral that the nature of averis are tumah. So the fact that you are bocher to avoid tumah doesn't mean you're bocher in kedusha. You're a boicher to avoid tumah. Okay, let's go back to that.
Anyone wants a slabata take on it? Rabbi Zik Sher has a whole thing on kedusha in volume 3, like a tichos booster for a slabata take on it.
Yeah, what did he say?
it's a whole arichos. It's not a regular achas.
All right. Okay, I'm not familiar.
There's a kedusha that's tfilas of children because tinegish shel bishrabim because the fact that they haven't done averus.
Okay, but that's what that says that they're learning. Okay, so that's something that they're learning. That fits into everybody. That fits into Fakir. That's in more the Alsha. When they learn, their learning has a tremendous power because their learning is Kaddish. But it doesn't say that they're Kaddish without learning. When the Tinoga Shel Beis Rabbim learn, their learning it holds up the world. But you have to have the Alsha Svara is that. The answer is very logical. When someone said it, that averis are tumah and mitzvahs are kedusha, and the fact that you avoided tumah doesn't give you mitzvah kedusha. I avoid preaches. I don't see you. You're not a talmid chacham. You become a talmid chacham when you learn Torah. You avoid tumah. You're okay. V'yashikayach. You get a very big reward, but you didn't get kedusha. There are things that are moided kedusha. Mitzvahs averas are not moided kedusha. Averas are moided tumah.
Can I suggest a mahalo for the Orach Chaim? Really, the Orach Chaim holds that everybody has a nitzayt shel kedusha is born into the neshama, and it's our job to remove all the tumah around it so that it begins to shine and become.
We're having two different versions in what Pshat and the Orach Chaim. is a Yad HaChaim, you know, we have two, I want to get back to our sugya, but we have two ways of saying it. So some people are saying that the Machlokes Yad HaChaim and the Al Shech is that the Yad HaChaim holds that you're born with Kedusha, so you don't have to do something to make Kedusha. And the Al Shech holds, no, you have to do something to make Kedusha. And the other version, guys, are saying is the Yad HaChaim holds that not doing an Aveira is a positive Maisa Mitzvah. So even though an Aveira is a Tumah, and avoiding an Aveira is a positive Kedusha.
I was saying the first way refined, that you're born with a Nitzah Kedusha that you have to fan and enlarge on by avoiding and making yourself halach to be drachav.
Okay. All right. Anyway, it's just interesting that there's such a basic, you know, like a, you know, you would think the Al Shech and the Or HaChaim somehow, I thought they're on the same wavelength. They're both mikuboim, you know, and they're
where's the grapple kind of
very is a there's definitely a very, very big machlokes between the two. I don't know what for sure what it is, but it's a big machlokes. Obviously, we don't know what Kedusha means, so that's why it's hard to us to get
the Ram. The Ramchal says, in
if a person doesn't have a person,
Kira beloved Yisparach, straight up. That's it.
What
Kedusha he mitzias Kira beloved Yisparach.
But I don't know that's what brings Kedusha. But Kedusha is like
anything that he defines,
is that there's a Kedusha. The Sefer Torah has in it Kedusha. When you look at a Sefer Torah, there's a mitzvah to look at a Sefer Torah because you're looking at Kedusha.
And the Kedusha comes
out. How can a person be Mekadesh something without himself having some Kedusha first? Maybe every Jew can be Mekadesh something. It can be Mekadesh the Chodesh, Mekadesh and Isha. They have to have some intrinsic Kedusha. How does the Al Shech understand that?
I don't know if that word Mekadesh means the same thing as Kedusha. When you're Mekadesh and Isha, it doesn't necessarily mean
it means separated.
And Tisra Taisha says it means you're making her usher.
What about Shabbos?
We're not really making her. I mean, I push it down. It's not, we're not being Mekadesh or making her holy.
The baby
Jew, Rabbi, the bracha you say,
we get back to Rashi.
The Hitcher Lanos Arusha.
How many
soul? What?
You say v'hiter lanu as arusas lanu like the chub of kedushin. The bracha of kedusha is focusing on the hiter lanu as arusas lanu the chub of kedushin. Not just that she's usher to someone else, but now she's mutzer to him because even beforehand she's usher to him if it's not al kedushin.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's get. I got it. I heard someone say we should get back to Rashi.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to Rashi. Okay, so we wanted to look at the Namuga Yosef.
I have notes from 35 years ago.
Yeah,
that explains what the Namuki Yosef is doing and adding to Rashi.
But you know, can I? Who are your notes from?
Myself.
So I assume we're allowed to argue with the 35 years ago. Not the 35 years ago was my. I also have notes here. Did my first year of teaching.
In Eretz Yisrael?
In Eretz Yisrael, yes. Okay, anyway, but I don't have notes. But all right, but I have things in my Gemara. This is fast, interesting. Okay, let's look at the Mugaya Yosef.
The critical words are koach, the koach bo yosef.
Okay, let's see. I have open, I cheated. I opened up a Gemara and a Mugaya Yosef, so I can look at both at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, I can contrast Rashi with the Yosef. It says Davka Oyerson, Tishnaya Mubsakimba. I got into an argument, let's read Rashi. I was doing my in my share, and it was interesting that I we didn't even do this yet. So I got into a whole argument with the guys in my share, what Rashi is doing. The guys in my share thought that Rashi is in his having Rashi's assumption was that the Mishnah is not Daska. And Rashi is telling you a Chiddush that is Davka Oichsen. And then Rashi is telling you, and why do I say it's dafka ayichin? Because I hold, because it's mukhluk, because if it wouldn't be ayichin, then the din of the Mishnah wouldn't be right. So that's how I know, that's why I say this chiddush that it's dafka ayichin. That's how the guys in my share wanted to read Rashi. That Rashi, before he started the writing, he assumed that the average person would read the Mishnah lav dafka ayichin, and Rashi wanted to tell them that they're making a mistake.
No, come on.
Okay. So well, how do you read Rashi?
Well, depends on what were the guys saying?
What was Rashi trying to, what did Rashi think the reader thought before Rashi started, right, that Rashi is writing to clarify?
Right.
Guys in my share, I was surprised. I did not, you know.
I think if we understand, Rashi is coming to be Mechadesh Dafka Ayichsen,
meaning that Rashi was assuming that the reader would have assumed Lav Dafka Ayichsen. And Rashi is coming. Okay, I'm telling you what they thought. You know, you don't have to agree. I didn't agree either.
Okay.
But they thought that the Rashi is telling you a Chiddush, Dafka Ayichsen. Before Rashi came along, everybody thought it's Lav Dafka Ayichsen. Says Rashi, Dafka Ayichsen.
There are many Rishonim that learned that.
Says, how am I going to, why do I insist that it's Dafka Ayichsen? Because if it wouldn't be Ayichsen, the din would be different. Okay, how do you want to read there, Rabbi Meltzer, Rabbi Dawson?
Well, it depends. There's a Chakira. What does Ochzin mean? Is it physically being toe-face?
Okay.
Or is it Karkashka?
But what is Rashi's agenda? What is Rashi trying to do?
It definitely seems clear that Rashi's entertaining.
Excuse me, I'm talking. I think the idea is, what is considered Ochzin to create Yachloku? And that depends if you learn the straight Rashi that we have, or you add the few words of the Nemuki Yosef. That will determine. They're both Chakiras within. How does Ochzin work?
Okay.
That would be the Chiddush of Rashi. How the Ochzin works to create Yachloku.
What is Rashi's purpose in saying Dafka Ochzin? You didn't address that issue.
Okay.
There are many Rishonim hold it's not Dafka Ochzin. Even if it's not, the Riva in Baba Basra, there are many that hold it.
So you want to say like the guys in my share?
No, I do not, because of the rest of the Rashi.
So the other approach of the way I read Rashi, but how did you read Rashi? Rabbi Meltzer, I hear you, but you're ahead of us. You're ahead of me. So yeah, let me get.
Doesn't Dafka Ochzin?
Wait! I want to hear what is the other pshat in Rashi different than the guy's pshat? What is Rashi's agenda?
One of them has to be Ochzin. At least one of them has to be. Yeah,
but what is Rashi? What is Rashi saying? Why is Rashi
entertained the possibility that if one of them was Ochzin, then the other one could somehow take it out with the shul?
So why does Rashi say Dafka Ochzin?
Meaning, if it what do you mean? Dafka Ochzin has to be at least one of them is Ochzin.
It turns out
they both have to be Ochzin.
He didn't say Dafka Shnehem Ochzin. Rashi didn't say Dafka Shnehem Ochzin.
So what? So tell me, Upshot, what is Rashi doing? I'm just.
I personally like the guy's approach because if you look at the Rambam and the Riyam.
Okay. Whoa. You like the guy's approach. So let me hear the other approach.
They both say Shnayim Shahayu Ochzin.
Okay, so let's hear the other approach. What's the different approach to learn Rashi? What's Rashi trying to do?
Rashi knows that the reader is going to say it's Dafka Ochzin. That's what the Mishnah says. It means what it says. And the question is why?
Right. That's how I read Rashi. But I didn't even think of the guy's reading, but it could be. Maybe Rabbi Ruck says that the reading is right. Shamir says they're right. Okay. But here, it's two different readings in Rashi. It's very interesting. The way I read Rashi is like Rafi read it, is that, of course, Ochzin is Dafka. The normal assumption is when you say something, you mean it. If you didn't mean Eichsen, you wouldn't have said Eichsen. If you would have, if it's lav dafka, say don't say shnayim Eichsen, just say shnayim arguing about shnayim chokim b'tawis. So obviously it's dafka Eichsen. Rashi is bothered by why is it dafka Eichsen?
And why
isn't Rashi, one second, let me try and present it. So Rashi skips the question. He skips the question and he goes straight to the answer. He says the answer is you know it's dafka Eichsen. Why? Because otherwise we wouldn't say Yachloiku. The Rashi's havamina was I don't understand why you need dafka Eichsen. Because Rashi's havamina was that even without your Eichsen, since Shvua, like we said yesterday, is a beer, so you would get the din of Yachloike without Eichsen also. So Rashi was bothered by a question. Obviously, the Mishnah says Dafka Eichsen, but why do you need Dafka Eichsen? Even without Eichsen, you should have the same halacha. Obviously, it's not true, but why is that so? And for Rashi, because Shrua doesn't qualify for a mitzvah mechavero out of a raya be'edim. That's the way I read Rashi. And the guys read Rashi that Rashi's havamina was that the Mishnah is lav dafka, and Rashi was pasha to Rashi that Shrua doesn't qualify for a Moskov Everai, and Rashi's telling you, you should know. I want to let you know that you should know that the Mishnah is Dafka Eichsen because it has to be, because otherwise it'd be a problem. Moskov Everai.
Can I ask a question?
I don't understand. Why doesn't Rashi then strike the words Dafka Eichsen from Rashi? Rashi should just go straight into explaining what Eichsen does. He should say, Mishnah Moksakim, and that Koach Yosemizet.
Rabbi Ruck said that there are Rishon that say Eichsen is lav dafka. So I'm even in my pshat, I'm not saying that it's 100% muchloch that Eichsen has to be dafka. I'm saying, but the starting point is Rashi assumes, the way I read Rashi, Rashi assumes that the probability, the assumption is that it's dafka Eichsen. Now you have a kasha. The reader reads Rashi, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Eichsen. Pashas, Eichsen means dafka. I have a kasha. Why do you need Eichsen? Now, because of that kasha, there are Rishonim that are going to say a doichik gadol that the word Eichsen is lav dafka. So Rashi says, no, chas v'shalom. Don't tell me any dechukim. Of course, Eichsen is dafka like the pashas. The pashas, Eichsen is dafka. And I'll explain to you why you need Eichsen. The way the guys are learning is fakirat. Rashi's pashas is Eichsen is lav dafka. And Rashi is coming along to tell you a chiddush and Eichsen's dafka. That's to me a little funny.
Rabbi, I just don't understand. If Rashi would have explained the mission, just said the shnei muksakimba, would I not understand from Rashi's explanation that shnei muksakimba is necessary for the halacha of the Mishnah?
Yeah, but I wouldn't know why, because I was under.
Again, he just said that the reason for the halacha of the Mishnah is because Shnei Muksakim. But
we read yesterday that the reason is that you need, because Rashi, we said yesterday that Rashi's bothered by a problem. And Rashi holds a finish that Shvua is also a raya. And therefore, Rashi had a havamina that you can be yotze amotze mechavero all of a raya with a Shvua. Because Shrua is also a raya. So Rashi has to tell you a chiddush that the Amot Rav Raya doesn't mean any old raya. Amot Rav Raya has to be Dafka Edim. And therefore, Shrua can never qualify for a raya of Edim.
Why did it have to do
that? Rashi's chiddush. So Rashi's saying it says Eichsen. Eichsen, of course, is Dafka because that's the pashas. You don't understand why you need Eichsen. That's because you think that Shrua is a raya, and therefore Shrua can beat out a muksik. But I'm telling you, Shrua can't beat out a muksik. Therefore, Shrua is not a raya. Yeah.
Rabbi, tell the difference between these two
Lashonos? I still do not understand what Rashi is adding by saying Daka.
Could the difference between it's Lashon number one is it says That's one.
Who are you reading?
What?
Who are you reading?
I'm reading the two Rashis.
I don't think we even did it yet.
Because Rashi seems to
Rashi, what Rashi? Rashi later?
Rashi here and Rashi in the Rif seems to sing two different Lashinas.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't get
there. We'll get
the Bach, and not only that, the Bach seems to change the Rashi in the Rif to be like our Rashi. And I don't understand the difference between the two.
Okay, so let's get there too. But anyway, but it's interesting. So there's two different ways of what Rashi's doing. So let me start with the. You want to start with the Nukhi Yaisei for the Rabbi Meltzer wants us to start with the Nukhi Yaisei.
We start with the two Rashis first of all before we jump into the Nukhi
Yaisei. Rabbi, is there a nafkamina, Rabbi, between those the guy's pshat and Rabbi's pshat?
No, it's not. There's no nafkamina. It's just a nafkamina of what the starting point was. What's the pashtus? What's Rashi's agenda? In other words, what's the pashtus when you start? Rashi wrote because he wanted to afuke from the pashtus. He had a problem. So according to the guys, Rashi wrote because Rashi thought that people are, that's how, and I did not like that. I said, no, Rashi's agenda is like it. Rashi knows that the pashtus is a stavka, and he's bothered, he thinks that the reader is going to be bothered by a problem. Why is it dafka?
If the reason for Yachloku.
Let me read the book, because otherwise Rabbi Meltzer is going to get angry at me. And Rabbi,
can we look at the difference between the two Rashis first before we jump to the Mugay Yosef? There's a small difference between the two Rashis, and I don't understand what the difference is.
Okay, I'll look at the Rashis first. Rashi says, hopefully, dafka oniksin, shneyem muksakim ba. We have dish name and he has shesh name, right? But that okay. Word is no different.
All right.
The ain is zeb, biyado, yayshem, izeb.
Biyado, that's a
and we have the word kayach. Right? This is what my minister is getting all excited about.
That's the difference.
The ain is zeb, biyado, yayshem, izeb. And Rashi says, the ain is zeb, kayach, yayshem, izeb. Okay, so Rabbi Meltzer says that that's major.
Okay, but continuing Rashi.
Interesting. Remember, we have two versions. We have two versions of what Rashi al-Rif is. Either that Rashi himself wrote two Maduras, and then he wanted to fix one up, or that the printer decided to change because he didn't like Rashi. He felt so. Rabbi Meltzer is saying
that. But both versions say Biyadech Levado, so it's not like it's that difference.
No, it's not true because our Rashi, the aim is that Kayabo Yashim is that the in Lundis the word is Yonah Vekayas.
But he continues Shem Haisa Biyad Echad Levado.
That's the Metzias. There's a Metzias and the Lundis. When you're discussing the way we have Rashi, the aim is that Kayabo Yashim is that is discussing in terms of Lundis.
Yep. And but I was talking about the next difference of the Havayidah.
We talk about the Metzias. Okay. What's that? The aim is that biyado yaisem izeh. The aim is that biyado yaisem izeh. It's the chayra. Okay, I like our Rashi better almost. Shem oisa biyadecha nevado. Ave ido chamotze mechavero olav haray. So, ave ido mozze reino, but olav.
One says Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Lahavi Be'edim, and one says Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Lahavi Raya Be'edim. And yet, for some reason, Rashi and the Rif, the Bach changes it, that Rashi to be like our Rashi.
Right, that's right.
So, but what's the difference between the two?
I'll answer you. Look interesting. We're skipping Rabbi Meltzer's Bekayach for the time being. Okay, Rabbi Meltzer, you'll let me go with the Kayach. And Rashi, our Rashi says, "V'olav amod gavev haraya, amod gavero the olav v'havi raya ye'edim." So the way we were bothered by yesterday. Why does Rashi add the word ye'edim? No one, we never say in all shas, it never says amod gavev haraya ye'edim. It just says amod gavev haraya. Why Rashi decide to be a yenta here? And tell us that it means be'edim. And Frito is not true. Shmuel Rav says he can have Rav. You know, why does he have to say Be'edim? So we said because he wants to be Rafi Shmuel. So for all of Avi Raya Be'edim.
Okay.
Raya, and what's the other? One second. Let me explain. And so the word Be'edim in Rashi is a description of what type of Raya. It's a adjective. Raya Be'edim. Raya is a noun. And Be'edim is the adjective of defining what type of Raya. There are different types of Raya. There's a Raya of Migoy. There's a Raya of Rois. Right? So a Raya is a very ambiguous word. So where we have Rashi is the other of the Raya. Now that's an ambiguous word. So he qualifies it with an adjective. What type of Raya? Edim. Now, if you look at the Mugayai, say before you get to
Rashi and the Riff.
I want to go to the Mugayai because he's here, and then we'll go back to Rashi.
Okay,
and the Riff.
Fine.
So the Rashi in the Mugayai says, "Shiro have either chamot lemechavero, out of haraya." To skip the word ahavi, aviv haraya, edim shehu shalo. Right. If you leave out the word ahavi, right? My father always claimed, I didn't hear from the Rashi, but my father used to tell me that Rav Yosha Ber was very machmir never to read brackets and always read the circles, because he said that's the old Gerza, and why should we read?
Shivishvil does the opposite though.
I know. So that's what he said. He's reading Rav Yosha Ber. So let's read it the original Gerza. The original. There's obviously the word Ahavi makes it like Rashi. But if you take out the word Ahavi, someone added the word Ahavi. It was added. So let's read it without the word Ahavi. The way it was originally in the Ksav Yad. The original Ksav Yad was Havi Ida Chamoza Mechavero Adav Haraya Edim Shu Shalom.
Edim
Shu Shalom.
What's the difference?
I'm asking you. Someone tell me.
What's the Ahavi?
I don't know. That doesn't make a difference.
Anyone have a suggestion?
I'll
give you a hint. It depends where you put the comma. Have either a Muslim or a out of Araya, Araya.
Who's comma?
No. Listen, that's where to put the commas. Have either a Muslim or a Araya. It doesn't say be'edim.
Rashi says be'edim.
I know, but I'm in the Muga Yosef. Right? So if you read the Muga Yosef,
okay.
That doesn't read. So that's why it has to have Lahavi Edim. That's why you had to add the word Lahavi, because Amot Gaveraya Edim don't read. But if you wanted to read the word Edim, you know what you have to do? You have to stick a comma. You have to have either chamot v'avevaraya, comma, edim shu shalom.
Meaning what? That's the raya.
That still doesn't read.
No, edim shu shalom means that it doesn't mean edim. Edim doesn't have to mean witnesses.
Oh.
Edim means a proof.
What?
Yes. Listen, this is how you, if you would read it for the way the old, if you have.
It also means son-in-law.
I know. Thank you. But if you learn the Rashi way we have it, the Havi, if you have Hamot Gaveiro, Lahavi Edim, or Hamot Gaveiro, Be Edim. So Edim mean witnesses. But if you don't have the word lehavi and you don't have be, so edim is like almost like a verb. It's a either chamot yamevaraya. I know it's a verb. I don't know, it's not a verb. But it's a.
What's the rest of the Nunuk Yosef then?
He's saying you need have since it's beyond your have either chamot yamevaraya. You have to bring a raya.
Okay, why do
you have to bring a raya? To prove the word Eidah means to prove.
Okay.
Should be Eidos.
One second. What's the part of the Shmuel? What's the part of the Litov Shmuel?
Should be Eidos. Eidos is used as proof. Eidim is never used as proof.
Okay. Who's the Bucky here? Who's saying Eidim never means the proof?
Sandy.
Wait, I got it. Who? I don't know. Who?
I'll take the blame Andy. For that.
Okay, but I don't know. In other words, if you would agree that the word Eidos could mean a proof.
Eidos would be fine. Eidos could be interpreted as proof.
Yes. So if you leave out the word, this is an interesting shayla. If you leave out the word lahavi, and you leave out the beis, which is how we have right, look at how he says, right? We don't have the word lahavi, and we don't have a beis. So how do you read Rashi? Then look at Yosef. Have either Hamotzi or Raya Eidim. One choice is to change the Gerza. Okay.
But if you don't change the Gerza, what's the Shmua?
You
want to
add
about
words. But if you don't add the words, so my contention is that it's better to say that Eidim is another way of saying Eidus. And I'm not sure if you'll never in Shas. I know someone said that the ocean.
What's the advantage,
never mean Eidus.
What's the advantage of doing that? What's the advantage? He still says the Shmuel is not good enough.
I understand, but he's not saying. He's saying a completely different reading.
According What's the difference?
Excuse me. According to our reading, Rashi is sticking his neck out to say a chiddush in Hilchos Hamoseh Mechavero Olav Haraya, that you should know that Hamoseh Mechavero Raya doesn't mean Stam Raya. Only the Raya of Eidim. Now, it's a little bit funny because Rav says you can use a Raya of Rife. And there are Rishayim that say that you can use a Raya of Migui. And it's not so poshut that only the Raya of Eidim is good. That's shorty, highly debatable. So the way we're reading, where we read Rashi saying, I'm telling you a chiddush. This is how we read Rashi yesterday. When we read Rashi yesterday, Rashi saying, I want to tell you a tremendous chiddush. And when we say, I'm a Tzabeva Raya, don't think it means any old Raya. No. It has to be a Raya on the level of Eidim. Once it has to be a Raya on the level of Eidim, then sure, it's not good enough. The problem is, but where did Rashi get this from? That Motra of Evrai means that Rai on this level of Eidim. I don't know if that's true.
And then Rav
is good, according to Rav. There's a Machlokes Pashas Amoraim, whether Migui is good. So there's, I don't know if it's such a kasha, but this other reading is a completely different reading. Rashi is not, but the Mishnah has to go like everybody. That the Rashi is not saying that you need a Raya of Eidim. Chas v'shalom, Rashi, I'm not saying Chas v'shalom, but that's part of this reading, that's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi is saying, Kamot Kamev Raya means a Raya. What type of Raya, I don't know. Rashi's not getting into what type of Raya. He's not discussing. He's not saying you need a super Raya. You need a Raya.
So Rebbe's saying, read the Nebuchadnezzar without the brackets.
Eidim, shushalom.
Rebbe's saying, read
the purpose of a Raya is to prove. Why do you need a Raya? Because you have to bring a proof. You have to bring Eidim. Right? The word Eidim is another way of saying Eidim.
Raya is proof. The word Raya, Alav Haraya, it's upon him the proof. So what is Eidim?
What?
The word Raya,
you have to bring a proof, is so that we a Raya, is so that we have a proof that it's yours. Because
that's what the word Raya, it's a love Haraya. He has to bring.
But he's adding that in order so we should know that it's yours.
What is it? You cross out the word Eidim. Haraya Shehu Shalom.
Okay, so that's you're allowed to be sometimes. Never misspoil from an extra word because a person's allowed to talk like a mensch.
That's not a mensch. Using the word Eidim there is not a mensch.
Okay, then maybe in his prediction was. In other words, Hamos Arei Raya. If he was said, Hamaraya, Lahavi, Lahavi Shehu Shalom. So you say Lahavi Eidim Dehu Shalom. Okay. I don't know. I think
we get to the other part of Rashi there in the
Rabbi. Rabbi, according to this pshat, is this where Rabbi's going? Then we don't have to say the chiddush we said yesterday in Rashi
you're right. We do not, because the main reason we said the chiddush yesterday that Rashi is mechadesh, that Shua is a Rashi must hold that Shua is a raya. That's correct. That is where I am going. Is that because I thought, in other words, I think, why does Rashi, when we read Rashi, Rashi's going out of his way to make the point that don't think any old raya is good enough. No, you need a raya of Eidim. Why does Rashi have to make that point here? We don't have to make that anywhere else in Shas, but Yashi said, Yenta, all of a sudden, he just tells you a chiddush and what Shana must have a raya, what's that to do with our sugya? So therefore, what we said yesterday, because Rashi held that Shrua is also a raya, and therefore Rashi was bothered by a problem. Granted, of course, I know it must have a raya, but Shrua is a raya. So therefore, Rashi here, and only here, and nowhere else, had to go out of his way and say, yeah, because a normal raya is not good enough, you need the raya of Eidim. So the pshat that we said yesterday necessitated our chiddush of yesterday that Shrua is a raya. But if you say that Rashi never meant to say that, Rashi never meant to tell you a chiddush that a mezuzah of Eiraya has to be on the level of Eidim, but and rather, well, Rashi doesn't mean that. Rashi's saying a mezuzah of Eiraya. What kind of raya? I'm not telling you. I'm not getting into. Eidim just means Eidim. So then there's no indication in Rashi that he necessarily holds that a shvua is a raya altogether. So this shaita that we had yesterday, that is exactly right. That's where exactly where I wanted to go. This shaita that we had yesterday, does Rashi, that we said yesterday, a tremendous chiddush, that Rashi must hold that Shrua is a raya. Therefore, we said, Nafkemina la'alocha, that in Kol Adam Gavar, if one person swear, he would win, according to the Rush, because he has a shtiko raya. But that's only if you learn that the word Eidus, and I want to say this over again, because I want to make sure everyone gets this. The simple reading of Rashi, Eidus is a description of what type of raya. There's strong rayas and weak rayas. And Rashi is going out of his way to tell me not just a weak raya, but you need a strong raya. Now, why does Rashi need that? Why does Rashi have to go out of his way to tell us that you need a strong raya? Must be because over here we have a weak raya. So that would prove that Rashi holds that Shua is a weak raya. But if you say that the word Eidim doesn't mean Eidim, the word Eidim means Eidus. It doesn't mean witnesses. It's just to prove. So Rashi is not going out of his way to define what level raya you need for a most of ever raya. Then there's no indication to say that Shrua is a weak raya. You could say Shrua is not a raya at all. So depending on how you want to read Yosef Rashi.
Why isn't the Nemuka Yosef mentioned Shrua still?
He still mentioned Eino Naman, but not because you don't win with the Shrua, but not because the Shrua would be a raya. You can't win with a Shrua because you have no raya. The reading of the Nemuka Yosef would be that you're not Nemu with the Shrua because you have no raya.
So the Nemuka Yosef, forget Rashi for 1 second, just in the Nemuka Yosef. In the Nemuka Yosef, he's saying that you need to have real proof, and Shua is not real proof.
Shua is not a proof
at all. Not proof at all. And in Rashi, in our basic understanding of Rashi, we're saying you need to have dafka, two witnesses.
You need a proof on the level of right. So it's a very different.
If we grant this 1 second, how do we read that back into Rashi then?
What?
How do we read this on reading of the Nemuka Yosef back into Rashi?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I suspect that it's a question of what the Girsa in Rashi is. Because what's interesting is that wake up with Rashi and Rashi Harif. Also, there's something funny going on here.
Right. So the Rashi and the Rif.
The fact that Rashi Harif The Muka Yosef, who's supposed to be a takeoff of Rashi, who's taking off of Rashi, clearly he's saying Rebbe and Rashi has a different Gersa. And Rashi Arif also has a different Havi. Either
he says
Lahavi Be'edim. Okay, but he doesn't have the word.
What's the difference? So what's the difference? And why does the Bach have to change it back to the way we have it before?
Because it
grammatically, you can't say Lahavi Be'edim. You can either say Lahavi Edim or Lahavi Raya Be'edim. But you can't say Lahavi Be'edim.
So the Bach is giving a grammatical correction?
Yeah, that would be the simple shot. But okay. Anyway, all right. Now, let me.
I just want to point out, Rebbe. Just to point out, you know, it's a little bit more dochek the way Rabbi's saying it because there's a lack of a vav. It's motiv lechaver ve'olav lahavi raya. There should be a vav in there in the act.
In the Mugi Yosef?
Yeah.
Lahavi. Where should be a vav?
Should be a motiv lechaver ve'olav lahavi raya.
But the Olive Harai. What's wrong? Okay, that's a quote. Olive Harai is a quote in Shas. And then he's adding.
Yeah, but he's saying, Edach, how does it say? How do you read it? Edach, Edach, Hamotzin Havel Avaraya? Like it doesn't flow.
Edach, and the other, we have this principle of Amozgav Avaraya. Yeah.
Edach is the other guy.
The other guys, we say to the other guy, you have this principle against you of Amosin of Avera of Araya. Okay, I agree what we said is not the pashas. And my Melch is going to shoot me because I didn't get to his kayak, but we noticed it.
Rebbe,
okay, I have to go. I'm an hour late for a meeting. So let me go. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.
Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rebbe.
That was so good. That is.